something to eat. Sometimes it's savory, sometimes it's sweet. Snack situation. What you snacking on?
What's up, everybody? It's Snack Situation, the show where I, Chris Sims, and my buddy Matt Wilson.
Hey.
We eat snacks, and we rank them. Okay. We're in my car, currently.
I'm glad we got that little bit of iTunes rejection music in the
I think that was show. That new Kirk Franklin.
You mind if I praise God right quick?
I do not. So, it is 10:13 p.m., which is a late night for you, boy.
Usually, I'm just getting started.
And we are on our way to Cookout, the North Carolina Institution, and we have a very special surprise. A very special surprise, man.
Yeah.
For everyone.
Yeah.
We have a guest for this snack situation. He's in the back seat.
Yo.
He's often mentioned on everything we record.
The entire Clytus Media family of products.
Is our buddy Ben Gully.
How's it going? That's just like a letdown for anyone who is excited.
I just want to say I love Ben Gully's smooth-ass radio voice, and that is not ironic or sarcastic. It is, I love it.
I am pitching it down a little bit because otherwise it's super nasal and annoying as fuck.
So, we are...
Chris, I don't think your headlights were on.
Yeah, my headlights were not on. Everybody, they're on now. It's all good. There's an automatic setting, and sometimes I turn it off by accident.
You talking about the DTRs?
I'm talking about daytime runners. Yeah. You know it. So, Cookout, for those of you who do not live in the Southeast, is...
I believe it is only in 3 states?
I believe they have them as far north as Tennessee. They're definitely in South Carolina. They're a North Carolina-based chain.
They're in Tennessee. I think there's some in Tennessee.
As of 2015, I know there was one in Harrisonburg, Virginia.
4 states.
Because that was the farthest north one when I was coming down from Pennsylvania.
Okay. See, Ben already contributing very valuable information.
Oh, yeah, that's what I do.
Now, that we should say, that was 4 years ago, and they have done some what I would call aggressive expansion.
That's right.
In that time. But probably have not busted out of those 4 states.
Could be in Georgia, possibly. I don't know.
Could be in Georgia. So Cookout is most of them are drive-thrus.
Although, increasingly, they are becoming sit-down restaurants. The original Cookout, like, I had Cookout when I was in college at Wake Forest in Winston-Salem. And that was, like, 2001 through 2004. So I am very well familiar with your Cookout. And Ben, I mean, you've been...
Yeah, there was one in Greensboro, too.
So he had them also. But.
Yeah, they back when I was living in Sumter, South Carolina, they opened one up down there. And that's how I got to know Cookout.
Yeah.
Now, here's the deal with Cookout. It's alarmingly cheap.
Yes.
And the options for what you can get on a combo are inexplicable.
Have you ever had a corn dog as a side?
You can get a hamburger and choose 2 sides, and those sides can be 2 corn dogs.
Yeah.
And you
or a quesadilla.
Or a quesadilla. Or nuggets.
Chicken wrap.
A chicken wrap.
They got hush puppies.
Or, I mean, they also got fries.
Yeah.
But, like...
They got Cajun fries. They're good.
They have Cajun fries. And all that is $5.
You can get a huge tea. A huge tea for $1.99.
Or for $1, you can upgrade that to a fancy milkshake.
Right. So, Cookout stocks 40, that's 40, milkshakes. But they are milkshakes in a very loose sense. What it is they are soft serve with some stuff in it.
They are very thick.
There's no milk. I have yet to see evidence that there is any milk or shaking involved. It is soft serve, and they drop a Reese's cup in it.
I'm pretty sure they do run them through a milkshake mixer, but it is dubious whether there is milk in it or not.
I do not know why they give you a straw.
They're very thick.
No one has ever been able to accomplish the feat of consuming a Cookout milkshake with a straw.
At least not when it is given to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing about Cookout. They're open until 2 o'clock in the morning, except on the weekends when they're open until 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, boy.
So we're heading out for a late night Cookout milkshake run.
Yeah, we're going to get a flight of Cookout milkshakes, mm-hmm. and we're just going to, like, rank some flavors.
Yeah, now, which of the 40 flavors, we'll start with you, Ben, on this one. Which of the 40 flavors is your go-to?
I tend to go for the cappuccino, because I like coffee ice cream, and this is my favorite ice cream flavor.
All right, Matt?
I'm a Reese's Cup guy.
Mm. I also tend to be a Reese's Cup or an Oreo guy.
I also will occasionally go with an orange creamsicle.
Now, in the wintertime, in December only, and it says this on the sign, December only, they have eggnog.
That's right.
Which is choice.
Very good.
And they got watermelon during the summer.
And they got watermelon in the summer months.
I've never had their watermelon shake.
Nor have I. I don't care for watermelon.
We've often talked about doing the eggnog milkshake on the Christmas episode.
Yes.
On the December snack situation episode. And I think we will maybe still try to do that at some point.
I mean, you could hit back for Cookout several times to to pad out this snack situation.
We could eventually try to taste test all 40 flavors.
We could get 2 milkshakes each, and we would be slightly less than a fifth of the way through the menu.
Yeah.
Of milkshakes.
Yeah. We would be in for not even $20.
I should say, this is a late night situation, snack situation. It's post dinner, and my wife made a pavlova with whipped cream and some macerated blueberries.
If you're not familiar with a pavlova, it is like a meringue dish. It's very good.
It was real good.
I'm not the biggest meringue fan, but it was good. It reminded me of what a macaron is made of.
So this is actually, like, I don't think we're going to get 2 each.
No.
I might just go for the tier 1 float.
What is our process going to be, Matt?
I mean, can you not get just a flight? I thought a flight was a thing.
A milkshake flight? I don't believe that's a thing. I think that's a suggestion that I made.
Okay.
That you apparently took as a legitimate option.
You are from Asheville, so you assume things get served in flights.
Yeah, I mean, everything's a brewery there, so. I think we just take a look at the menu, and we kind of, I think we should try some things we've never tried before.
I think that's solid.
Pick something you've never tried before. Maybe also get the Reese cup, and that can kind of be your, you know, you gotta have your anchor.
And we could divide and conquer
Reese's
cup back home. That's, you know, Ben, you're the voice of reason, and I appreciate that.
I think a solid, well, all right, here's the question. How concerned are we about wasting food? Because if we get even just 4 milkshakes, there's no way we're consuming all 4 of those milkshakes.
Never took you for a quitter, son.
Buddy, I can barely do one.
Also, at what point did you never take Matt Wilson for a quitter?
That's true. I'm the epitome of a quitter.
You did. Oh, there's another thing about Cookout. Their drive-thrus don't make any sense. It is a drive-thru restaurant, and the drive-thrus do not make sense. There's one that is a normal drive-thru, and there's another one where you got to go on the other side of the car, which the driver does not sit on.
That's only for some Cookouts. The Cookout in Asheville, it makes perfect sense.
Does it have 2 lanes?
Yeah, I'll say the one in Archdale has 2 lanes, and also, like, the second one crosses in front.
Yeah. There are some Cookouts where the drive-thru makes absolutely perfect sense.
You know what I say to that?
It makes more sense than the 2-lane McDonald's drive-thrus.
That's true.
Which are confusing as hell.
Which just become 1 lane.
Which just become 1 lane. It's an illusion. Yeah, it's fake.
It's and then you got fake. That person who tries to, like, cut in front of you, and you're like, it's...
You're gonna mess up the order.
Yeah.
You're gonna get someone. You're gonna get mine, and I'm gonna get someone else's.
We got the arrow.
We do have. He failed this city.
Good God!
All right, so
I offered to recap the final 6 episodes of Arrow, if someone will pay me to do it.
I would love to see that, Matt.
Well, somebody needs to pay me to do it. Then I got some shit for somebody who was like, you miss too much.
You know, I think you can get it.
It's like...
Now, good golly.
Yeah,
I will say, cookout's jumping.
I think we should go inside.
Yeah.
Can we go inside? It's after 10. It's almost 10:30.
The dining room is open.
Is it?
We'll check and see.
I am fairly certain.
Okay. But here we are. If you're curious, we are at the one on, is this 55 or 54?
This is 55.
55. We're at the one on 55. Probably one of the ones on 55, if we're going to be honest. And it's a nice one. This has a spacious and new sit-down area.
Yeah, the dining room is open, my friend.
All right. Okay. Then let's... Is that a parking space that I can fit in?
I think you can fit in there, yeah.
Okay.
Welcome to parking situation.
All right, we're going to come back with some milkshakes.
All right. Next time you hear us, we will have... Oh, we should have taken the Lactaid before we left. I'm old now.
Back soon.
Back soon. What's your second on?
What's your second on? All right, we're back at Chris's apartment.
It's a very chill situation.
We have 4 cookout milkshakes. Actually, I was going to take a picture of them from above, but...
I mean, you still can. I can.
Yeah, we just done fucked it up.
Take one, even though there's some banana pudding milkshake scooped.
Look, it's an action shot.
So we got 4 flavors.
We did not do what we said we were going to do. We changed plans. The plans have changed.
We got 4 flavors. We're going to split them all. We weighed these, and it is more than 1 pound per milkshake.
All told is 4 pounds, 6.4 ounces of milkshake.
That's so much per milkshake. Total cost? $12.63.
Yes. Yeah.
Wild. So we're going to start by trying, and we decided to try some milkshakes that we have not tried before. We're starting with banana pudding.
Mm-hmm.
Banana pudding. Everybody, we've got to try a little taste of banana pudding.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm. That's got actual chunks of frozen banana in it.
Yeah.
And vanilla wafer.
This isn't as good as, like, really good banana pudding, but it's better than bad banana pudding.
There's definitely a banana pudding flavor to this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, very distinct. And very, very good. I like it.
Yep. It's like banana pudding, but cold.
Quite good.
Like, given the color of this, it's got more banana pudding flavor than I was even expecting.
Mm.
Well, because here's the thing with the cookout. It's literally all just vanilla soft serve as the base.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed that.
That would be impossible to eat through a straw.
Yeah, it would be impossible to eat through a straw because it literally
the chunks are huge.
Chunks of vanilla wafer in it.
And banana.
And banana. It is also, I don't know if I could get through a whole milkshake of that. It was pleasant, and I enjoyed it, but I don't know if I could get through a whole milkshake.
This seems like one to share.
Yeah. Shareable.
But it'll scratch that banana pudding itch.
I think so, for sure.
And I realize the issue with putting them in little bowls is that we'd have to clean them out each time.
I mean, well, mine was an extra big scoop.
I did give you a little extra.
Yeah.
Because I just want to see you smile. I should have known that was not the way to Matt Wilson's smile.
I do like it.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
Good, but I would not want a whole thing.
All right, I'm going to give my bowl a rinse.
Yeah. All right, let's rinse them.
I'm gonna pause the recording. And we're going to come back and try the next one. Up next, we have mocha.
And I should say, I am serving these with an ice cream scoop.
Yes, we are eating scoops of these out of bowls.
Yeah.
And eating them much like ice cream, because...
That is what they are.
That's basically what they are. Even though they're melting pretty fast.
Mm. Well, we did take a 12-minute ride home. I think the mocha's quite good.
Yeah. I'll say this is actually better than the cappuccino.
Yeah, because this was your suggestion, because the cappuccino, you said, did not have a strong coffee flavor.
Right. This one actually has a stronger coffee flavor than the cappuccino.
Yeah.
Which I think is just this, but without chocolate.
Now, Matt, you look perplexed.
Yeah.
I think it's... The flavors aren't distinct. I don't think this is bad. I just think the flavors could be a little more distinct.
See, but I kind of like the way it blends, honestly. Like I said, for cappuccino would have been my standard one, but like this one might honestly become my standard one.
Okay.
I think it's a better coffee than the cappuccino.
It invokes the Arby's Jamocha flavor for me.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong about that.
Yeah. But imagine getting a pound of Jamocha. Not going to happen. Not at these prices.
No.
As someone who is not particularly a coffee ice cream guy, this is making me just want chocolate.
That is the most Matt Wilson thing. I'm surprised you're not that coffee ice cream guy, because you're an iced coffee guy.
Yeah. I don't hate coffee ice cream.
It's just not your go-to?
I think I just want one or the other, is what it is.
You don't like the blend of coffee and chocolate. You want coffee or chocolate.
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, interesting. The purist, Matt Wilson.
No, I reject that moniker.
The purist.
That's what Matt Wilson doesn't like, things mixing.
Let's move on to red cherry.
All right, up next we have red cherry.
It's kind of weird that they feel the need to specify.
Well, it's not black cherry.
Yeah, but I mean, what do you think of when you hear cherry?
Well, maybe, you know, it's fine to distinguish between red and black cherry.
All right. You know, I'm not usually a fan of cherry flavor, but this is tasty.
I barely taste cherry.
Yeah. You couldn't really look at it in like a little bit of pulp.
Yeah, it's got cherry pulp in it.
Yeah.
And you can see the pieces. Those aren't going through a straw.
I want more cherry flavor from this.
Yeah.
What a perfect amount of cherry flavor for me. I think this is quite good. This might be my favorite so far, which is very good for me.
I was actually excited about this. I suggested we order it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm a little disappointed. Much like that, I feel like I mentioned I usually get like an orange creamsicle,
mm-hmm.
or I sometimes get an orange creamsicle milkshake there, which they actually call push-up, orange push-up.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that flavor to be like not as strong as you want it to be either. Yeah, that's my take on this one.
Yeah, they could have gone a little heavier with the cherry.
I actually quite like it.
All right.
But again, I'm not a huge cherry flavor fan, so having that strong vanilla base, which is a little bit of cherry...
You know what? It tastes like if you had like a cherry cereal and you put it in milk and then you drank the milk after eating the cereal.
You made ice cream out of that milk.
Yeah.
All right, now here's a question. They also had chocolate cherry. Would you want to try their chocolate cherry?
I don't think I would.
I feel like I would like the chocolate cherry more because... Mix of chocolate and coffee, I don't know. But mix of chocolate and strawberry or cherry, I want it. I think that we disagreed about the Black Forest Tim Tams.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think you thought the cherry flavor was too strong.
Overpowering.
I liked it.
Yeah.
So I think we have some fundamental disagreements about cherry.
Probably so.
Chris Sims, just a little cherry.
Just a little cherry.
Matt, big cherry.
Big Cherry Wilson.
BCW.
Please use that as Matt's new permanent nickname.
Yeah, get rid of the old one.
Get rid of the old one.
What was the old one?
We won't talk about it. It doesn't exist anymore. Now it's Big Cherry.
Now it's Big Cherry. At Big Cherry MW.
Finally in the mix, we have chocolate chip cheesecake, which is one of a number of cheesecake flavors available.
I believe you can get cherry cheesecake.
You can get cherry
strawberry cheesecake.
Yep. Caramel.
Caramel cheesecake and chocolate chip. I have high hopes.
I'm
excited about this.
I'm hopeful.
Yeah. And we should say, we've said it, they are at this point, 20 minutes after we have purchased them, at least, They are in a milkshake-like consistency.
You could drink them easily with a straw now.
Except the banana pudding.
Except for the banana pudding, which is full has chunks that will not fit through a straw.
Chunks for days.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Another possible nickname for Matt. I'm not getting a lot of cheesecake flavor.
It's vanilla, but with just like a little kind of tang. Like there's not a... There's like an aftertaste.
It's like...
It's like if you put a cheesecake in your cereal.
It reminds me more of cream cheese frosting than cheesecake.
Yeah, I'm just not getting a lot of cheesecake.
It's cream cheesy. It's a little cream cheesy.
Mm-hmm. But even still, if you just handed me and said this is just chocolate chip vanilla ice cream, I probably wouldn't notice it if I wasn't looking for it.
Yeah.
I would know there was a little sourness.
If someone told you this was just, like, frozen yogurt.
I'd be like, oh, right, okay. Yeah. It's too sweet for frozen yogurt, but... Yeah.
No, I don't dislike it, because I like that the chocolate chips are not really chocolate chips. They're like
kind of shaving, kind of
like the chocolate shavings.
Yeah,
which is a very good.
But they're texture. Nice. It's a good.
Yeah, I like that.
It's not bad. Like I wouldn't kick this out of bed. Actually, probably wouldn't get the bed real messy.
Yeah.
I stick by the idea that it tastes more like cream cheese frosting than. Cheesecake.
I don't necessarily think you're wrong.
Yeah.
But I like cream cheese frosting.
I do too. I don't dislike this.
But I also don't, like, it's not bad, but I also don't think I could eat a whole.
I think I'd rather just have a vanilla milkshake with chocolate chips.
I don't know if I would want to eat a pound of cream cheese frosting, which is essentially what this is.
Yeah. I would rather just have vanilla ice cream.
Okay, so here's my question.
Like, I could probably eat the whole mocha one.
That was my question. Like, which one of these would you go back to and finish the whole thing if you want to?
Banana pudding.
You would go with banana pudding?
Yeah.
The banana pudding I'd probably still split with someone. I could do the mocha. I could probably do the cherry, like, which I still liked, even if it wasn't quite as strong as...
I could do the whole cherry.
Yeah.
It just... I would... The whole time I would be like, I want it to be a little more.
I could probably do the rest of the cheesecake. Or maybe the cherry. More than I would do. Like, the banana pudding for me is a lot.
Okay.
Like, I ate that and I was like, whew, that was a lot.
It's rich. The banana pudding is very rich. But I feel like it's the best tasting of the four.
It's the one, if I were ranking, I'd say I'd probably say banana pudding is going over. Even though the mocha would be, like, is one that I think could become, like, a standard for me.
Yeah.
At this point, the mocha is a mocha shake. It is melted. It's at a good consistency.
Yeah.
There's no obstacles like there are with the others. The others are full of obstacles.
I think the cherry, the pulp is small. I think you could drink the cherry with a straw. No problem.
Yeah, you could.
Maybe with a McDonald's straw. I don't know if you could do it with cookout straw.
I bet you could.
It's not chunky.
I'm looking at this giant fuck off piece of cherry right here. That's a Matt Wilson.
Okay, you may. You may miss some chunks of cherry, but you're going to get the flavor if you drink through a straw.
You're going to get the flavor. Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't dispute that.
I mean, the mocha's also going to be the easiest to drink.
Are we ranking these?
I think we should individually rank them against each other.
Okay.
And then once we have sampled all 40 cookout milkshakes, we can rank cookout milkshakes as a conceit on the master list.
That's what we're doing?
It's an ongoing project, Matt.
Okay.
As far as we know, we will be doing this until we die.
All right. So I think what we're going to do...
I want this to be an ongoing memento mori for you.
Like so many other things in my life. Just a countdown to my death.
Well, just in one day, ranking the hors d'oeuvres at your funeral.
Oh, no.
I will insist. I will put that in my will as something that will have to happen.
If you load up Snack Situation and you hear me, like, tearfully welcoming you...
Just be like, these are great little mini tarts.
You will know.
These little quiches. This one's got some ham in it, I think.
Matt would have hated this.
Okay.
But is there really any greater honor that you can give Matt Wilson than serving something he would have hated at his funeral?
Here's what I'm going to suggest.
Okay.
For ranking the cookout milkshakes.
Now, we are sitting at the table where I usually play Dungeons & Dragons.
That's right. I'm going to say we're going to do balloting.
Okay. All okay. Right.
So, rank 1 through 4.
Okay.
From 1 to 4, your favorite to least favorite of the shakes.
Wait, I get to vote, too?
Yeah, we're all voting. Oh,
okay. The obvious problem with this is that none of us have writing implements.
That can be fixed.
Okay, I will get us some pens.
But, whatever... Okay, we're going to score these. So, your number 1 gets 3 points. Your number 2 gets 2 points. Your number 3 gets 1 point. Your number 4, 0.
Okay.
And whoever wins on points, that is the top-ranked shake.
Okay.
We're going to put together our secret ballots that are not secret. We're going to come back with the rankings. Watch us stack it on! We are back with interesting results. Interesting results. With 2 first place votes and 1 fourth place vote, banana pudding is the top vote getter. Or top scorer in our voting.
Chris is currently giving the look, which I call the Judas look.
I will say I was the one who ranked it last. Now, but keep in mind, I liked all 4 of these quite a bit. But that is too much. Because that's more banana pudding than you would get in an order of banana pudding.
Oh, sure. That's why I say split it. Split it 3 ways. Because I don't want that whole thing. Here's the thing, though.
If you don't want the whole thing, where are you ranking it? Number 1.
But here's the thing. I don't want all of any cookout milkshake. I never finish it.
And I mean, I got a 4-year-old, so I never cap all of a cookout milkshake anyway.
Yeah.
If you don't want to finish that milkshake, what are you even doing here?
Coming in at number 2 with 1 number 1 vote. 1 number 2 vote and 1 number 4 vote. Chocolate chip cheesecake.
I ranked that highest.
That one had came in with 5 points.
Okay.
Number 3 with 4 points. 1 number 3 vote. Actually, 2 number 3 votes and 1 number 2 vote.
So that seems to be the one that we all have consensus on.
Yeah.
Cherry. Red cherry.
Okay.
And then number 4 with a number 2 vote, a number 3 vote, and a number 4 vote, so a total of 3 points, is mocha.
All right, well, I'm glad we ran the numbers.
And somehow, weirdly enough, my exact rankings ended up being the rankings. Banana pudding number 1, cheesecake number 2, cherry number 3, mocha number 4.
Well, you know the old saying. As Big Cherry Wilson goes,
so goes the nation.
So goes the nation.
I'm just interested. Like, a lot of number ones for some people were number fours for others. Like, wide disagreements on the top and bottoms of the lists.
Mm-hmm. Although, again, it's all still within a pretty narrow range.
But the middles were lockstep.
Like, again, if you were like, hey, do you want this chocolate chip cheesecake? If you want this chuck cubed, like, I'd go for it, but...
Yeah.
If I rolled up in that con tomorrow, I was like, hey, I got you milkshake. I didn't know what you wanted, so I got you mocha.
I would drink it.
You would drink it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though you would hate every second of it.
I would say, why don't you just give me chocolate or coffee?
Well, no, you're Matt Wilson, so you go.
Thanks.
I'd say... Okay, thanks.
Here's the thing, Matt. I would not get you chocolate or coffee if I was getting you a milkshake. Because we've had these conversations before.
Yeah.
Now we'll get some vanilla.
Thank you, buddy. You know what I would really enjoy, and I wish was an option? Just like a chocolate chip, a vanilla chocolate chip milkshake with those chocolate chips. That would be delicious.
I would bet. No, I don't think you could have done it tonight, because here's the thing. We were at that cookout at 10:30 p.m.
Busy.
Busy. Full. Literally, cars wrapped around the building going through the drive-thru.
This weekend is the ACC tournament. So, possible that there were some folks coming in from that.
Possible.
I think it's actually in Greensboro, though.
Yeah.
So, maybe they're coming back from it, back to the Triangle.
I would say mostly teens.
Well, I mean, that's the cookout crowd at this time of night. Mm-hmm. Although, a handful of, like, people in their 50s.
Yeah. They need to get...
They got to get their blood
sugar combo.
They got to get a big double burger.
They need to get that combo where the main meal is two quesadillas, and they get two sides, and each side is also a quesadilla.
They're like, honey, my blood sugar's low.
I mean, that's probably not true.
Well, this was illuminating.
What I was saying is, if you go to a cookout at a quiet time, like when Ben and I go, when we get lunch, and I'm like, Ben, I want a milkshake.
Okay.
And so I make Ben take me and his 4-year-old daughter to cookout so that I can get a milkshake.
Sure.
And so that Ben's day is ruined. I bet you could ask him, hey, can I just get like a vanilla with some of those chocolate chips in it?
Yeah.
You could probably ask.
You probably
could. I think you could.
We forgot to check what's the verse on here.
Oh, we do. What is our Bible verse?
If you don't know, cookout cups always have a Bible verse on them.
Yeah. Psalm 18:24. Yeah. 118:24.
I feel like that's common. Yeah. That I've seen that one before.
I think it's on all of them.
But if you're not familiar with, say, In-N-Out Burger, which also has Bible stuff on the cups, you may not know that Cookout does this also. But they do always have a Bible verse on the cups.
I gotta say. And these might be our closing thoughts. Do you have any other closing thoughts before I go to the good book on this?
Let's go out by praising God.
I don't mind if you praise God real quick.
I will say this is a perfect Bible verse to have on a cup that contains 1 pound of milkshake. And that is Psalm 118, verse 24. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad.
I'm praising God over here.
Matt has appeared to have gotten the spirit.
Matt's heard that new Kirk Franklin.
Yeah!
All right, everybody. That is it for this snack situation live from my dining room. Not live. We're alive. We're looking at each other.
Yeah. Any one of us could be dead by the time this goes up, though.
Well, I hope you rank my hors d'oeuvres.
Here's a fact. I have that thought whenever we finish an episode of any podcast. I'm like, this could be it.
What if this is the sad one? What if this is the sad one?
What if this is the cursed one?
We
were going to go out on a Bible verse, and it was a very positive message.
I can't believe we ruined it.
No, this is authentic. We are speaking to our real fears and anxieties here.
Yep, it's exactly what we did on Ajax. It's a theme.
Hey, welcome to this weekend where shit has been way too real. I just wanted a milkshake.
All right, everybody. If you live near a cookout, go get a milkshake. If you don't live near a cookout, go get a milkshake.
If you're coming to Heroes Con.
I can almost guarantee you the cookout is open right now.
Wherever you live, go somewhere convenient to you and get a milkshake. It's that time of year, and you should do it. Bye, everybody.
We love you. And as always, stay hungry. Watch your snack
it on! This has been a Kleitas Media production.